Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, September 9th, 2019. Today is the Day of the Alcohol-Damaged Child. In Germany, at least 2,000 children with fetal alcohol syndrome and about 10,000 children with an alcohol-related fetal alcohol spectrum disorder are born every year. They suffer throughout their lives from irreparable mental and physical developmental disorders. The Day of the Alcohol-Damaged Child brings awareness to this avoidable suffering. Four people died in a tragic traffic accident in Mitte on Friday evening. For unknown reasons, an SUV drove onto the sidewalk at the corner of Invalidenstraße and Ackerstraße. The four deceased were passers-by who were caught by the vehicle on the sidewalk, and a small child was among the fatalities. According to the fire department, the child's mother survived and was physically unharmed. There were three passengers in the car, the driver, a woman, and a six-year-old child, and they were seriously but not fatally injured. The SUV overturned and landed on a construction fence. Police press spokesman Thilo Kablitz emphasized on Friday evening that, according to current information, everything points to a traffic accident. Speculations about an illegal car race were rejected by the police early Saturday morning. Fire Brigade spokesman Jens-Peter Wilke told RBB that the exact cause of the accident is still unknown, and the emergency forces were initially faced with a confusing picture. Because the SUV collided with a construction fence, task forces had to search the property behind it in order to ensure that no further victims were missed. Emergency chaplains took care of witnesses who had observed the accident, and the emergency services are also being cared for after the accident. Wilke said that even for very experienced colleagues, a scene like this is very stressful. Berlin's airports aren't experiencing the Greta effect. Quite the opposite. The number of passengers rose significantly in the first 8 months of this year. From January to August of 2019, Tegel and Schönefeld handled 23.99 million passengers, which is 8% more than in the same period of the previous year. The increase is particularly large in Tegel, with 16.18 million passengers, or 18.5% more than last year. In Schönefeld, on the other hand, the number of passengers declined during the same period. By August, 7.81 million passengers had been handled there, which is 8.9% fewer than in the same period last year. At the same time, however, less planes are starting and landing in Berlin. At 24,989, the number was a good 7% lower than in the same period of the previous year. According to the FBB, the decline was mainly due to better utilization of aircraft capacity. Additionally to publishing the numbers, former Berlin airport manager Elmar Kleinert explained that the capacities at the planned 2020 start of the BER airport could be tight. Kleinert warned on Friday in the BER Investigative Committee of the Berlin House of Representatives that the distance between security checks and check-in counters in the main hall of Terminal 1 is too small, stating, quote, "If there is a small jam, the first check-in counters are no longer accessible." Kleinert, who is currently the airport manager in Bremen, also assumes that the terminal at Schönefeld Airport will not have to remain open for another 5 years as planned, but for up to 10 years. Until June of 2018, he was operations manager at both Tegel and Schönefeld, and also helped develop the specifications for BER. In order to create more space at the new airport, the company is now building a Terminal 2. Kleinert warns, quote, "If this is not completed on time, BER will have to go into operation without reserve capacity. This is going to be tricky, as Munich Airport had a reserve of 50% at the time." However, FBB does expect Terminal 2 to be completed on time. According to BVLG, about 1 million passengers have used the Berlin-Berlin-König ride service since its launch a year ago. BVLG spokeswoman Petra Nelken said the company believes the Berlin-König concept to be a success that works in a big city. Since September 7th of 2018, the digital call bus service has been operating in the eastern inner city of Berlin. Passengers book their journey via an app, and a computer calculates the route so that as many passengers as possible can be collected with just a few detours. The trial project had been approved for up to 4 years. According to BVLG figures, 4 out of 5 journeys involve more than one passenger. Every second Berlin-König has at least 2 passengers who have booked independently and whose requests have been bundled. This so-called ride-sharing is one of the main arguments of Berlin-König proponents. In July, a typical month according to BVLG figures, the quota was 52%. Berlin-König is particularly popular with night owls. On late Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the occupancy rate rises to 75%. Nelken stated that if the Berlin-König did not exist, most of the party hoppers would have driven by car or taken the bus. She added, quote, "We can imagine an expansion, but the Senate has to decide." In the Red-Red-Green coalition, the project has critics. They see Berlin-König as a competitor for buses, trains, and taxis, and believe that the call service will generate additional motorized traffic. With the Clever Shuttle taxi service, Deutsche Bahn has launched a similar ride-sharing service in Berlin, but also in other major cities. According to Nelken, it's planned to completely convert the Berlin-König fleet to electric vehicles by the end of 2020. Currently, every second of the 156 vehicles is fully electric. The Berlin Public Prosecutor's Office is increasing pressure on the right-wing extremist scene. Investigations into crimes committed by particularly dangerous neo-Nazis will be grouped together in the future. As with Islamists, right-wing extremists will be investigated in one department in the future. Justice Senator Dirk Behrendt of the Greens said in an interview with the Berliner Morgenpost, quote, "We want to fight right-wing extremism more strongly." As an example, Behrendt cited the series of right-wing extremist attacks in Neukölln, which have shaken the district since 2016, adding, quote, "It is our task to react to such developments in order to better protect Berliners." The new center has been set up by Attorney General Margarete Koppers. As in the case with Islamists, all crimes committed by neo-Nazis are to be centralized and processed in a perpetrator-oriented manner. Behrendt said that this means that in the future, in the case of right-wing extremist perpetrators, bodily harm one day and incitement to hatred the next will no longer be prosecuted in separate departments, but will be bundled into one department. Jörg Rappauch, head of the Public Prosecutor's Office, stated that the so-called one-hand processing has also proven its worth with young criminals and biker groups. In the future, public prosecutors will be given a more comprehensive picture of a person. In this way, they will be able to acquire greater knowledge, evaluate actions differently, and put them into context. Those in judicial circles remarked that in the case of comparatively small offenses, a lot of detailed information would otherwise be lost through official channels, and is particularly true if proceedings are processed in different departments. South Neukölln in particular has been hit by a series of attacks for several years. The focus is on politicians, trade unionists, booksellers, and people who are active against right-wing extremism. The police suspect at least 2 neo-Nazis known to the city of having committed the crimes. However, despite numerous indications, a judge refused to issue arrest warrants because he did not recognize any urgent suspicion. Nevertheless, investigators firmly believe that they have the right people in their sights. Senator of the Interior Andreas Geisel now wants to make a new attempt at the Federal Attorney General to clarify the matter. The goal? The authority in Karlsruhe is to seize the investigations and classify them as right-wing terrorism. A first attempt had been rejected, and the spokesman for the Interior Administration, Martin Paligan, said to the Berliner Morgenpost, quote, "At that time, not all information was available to us, and this is different now. Especially against the background of the murder of the Kassel District President, Walter Lübcke, the situation had to be reassessed." According to the Office for the Protection of the Constitution, 24,100 right-wing extremists were registered in Germany last year, an increase of 100 over the previous year. Last year, Berlin Interior Ministry counted almost 3,000 cases of politically motivated crime. In 2018, there were 1,766 crimes assigned to the right spectrum. According to the Interior Administration, 125 of these were violent crimes, which include, among other things, homicides, bodily injuries, and dangerous interventions into road traffic. In comparison, 1,223 left-wing crimes were registered last year. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de. Hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org. Follow us on social media or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.